3 o'clock growl. So if you missed it, that was actually from earlier today on Super Crosstalk with Travis and Sliwa. And this is a thing now. You may want to try this at home.
Mason, your welt has gone away for the most
good,
part.
Good. So the deal is you and somebody else each get a mouthful of water. And then you play rock, paper, scissors. And the winner of rock, paper, scissors gets to slap the loser of rock, paper, scissors with a great big flour tortilla. And I was able to beat Ireland today, who spit up like a fountain after I slapped him upside the head. And then Bergman, you didn't win, but you did slap me so friggin' hard that it did leave a mark. I got like a tortilla-shaped mark on the side of my head.
It says mission. But you also, I'll give you this, you did not move.
Nope.
There was
I was not going to lose.
What's it? No. Like, you didn't move. After a slap, you didn't move to the side or anything. You actually just stood there and took it.
Yep. Exactly.
Was very well done.
No, I'm a badass.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
The review is in. Brady, what do we got?
So the review is in, and contrary to the poll put out on our socials, the official review, Jorge is the winner of the tortilla slap challenge.
Okay, I challenged Jorge because I said, Brady, that I felt like I slapped him so hard that water came out of his nose, which would disqualify him. You say that you've reviewed the video and no water came out of his nose?
The video has been reviewed and there's no water.
All right. Were you just like, you had a snot bubble there? Wait, come on, man.
So the video review is complete. All right. The intern says.
So I have to pay all $10,000 to you. You were going to get five from me and five from Jorge.
The fans are not happy.
If I won the appeal.
The fans are not. What did the fans?
The fans agree with me?
Yeah, they're on your side.
What did the fans think about the whole thing?
I think they're loving it overall.
Yeah, a lot of people come in.
Now, Brady, did you subject yourself to a tortilla slap?
I did, and the thing that I was honestly very surprised about was the pain level.
The pain level's high.
We probably do need to take a couple of Advil after getting whacked around a little bit.
Well, you fold the flour tortilla in half, and then I let you have it a couple of times.
Yeah, I was worried both the first time I hit you and the first time you hit me.
I thought there may be
permanent damage.
Permanent damage. Yeah, someday they'd say, what happened to him? He got hit by a tortilla.
Beat out of him by a tortilla.
A lot of red marks on faces after the tortilla slap challenge.
Brady, how are you liking it here as an intern?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's the best ever.
Yeah. All right, now who's we have four interns. Of the four interns, who's the biggest jerk?
Oh, wow. It's a toughie. It's toughy. I think
seems like Quinn to me. I mean, this is just me talking out of school.
Amara seems very nice. I think
Amara's
Quinn's
very nice.
I think Quinn's very nice.
Parker seems like he's got it together.
Yeah, Brady, maybe you.
Maybe you, Brady. Although Brady was part of the winning team, Mace.
I heard about that
on Friday night. And Brady, you played well. What were you in that game? 2 for 2.
Here's the thing. I was 1 for 2, and the only reason that I got out, I popped out to Jorge.
Yeah.
Cappy was talking a little trash, saying, swing, swing.
He pegged you twice.
He did.
Oh, you were the guy that got hit, and they didn't award you first base.
And John, I walked, too.
And he walked.
Not unacceptable. In
it's really not. So Cappy was telling me, like, all right, you got to start swinging. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm an intern. I don't want Cappy to be, like, mad at me, you know? Right. So I'm just going to go swing at this high cheese. And I popped out. And then my third at-bat, learned my lesson, took the walk. Beto got the walk-off, and we won the game. That's how it works.
Cappy was wild. Am I right?
Yes. He was all over the place.
Yeah, he couldn't find the plate, and he refused to take himself out for a relief pitcher.
Well, I'm glad you hit the high cheese there, Brady.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know what your review process is, but you guys are all drunk. I knocked the water right out of that dude's nose.
The snot out of my nose.
I did. What? I knocked the snot out of your nose.
Exactly.
But I will take my loss. I'll pay.
All right, so how much do you give up for a player like Juan Soto? Now, assuming that you are going to sign him, which is a huge assumption. He just turned down $440 million. He's a Scott Boras client, and Scott Boras is used to taking players to market.
Well, one thing I know about Scott, we know him a little bit. We don't know him well, but we do know him.
He'd be a good guest for the Culture Pop podcast.
Yeah, he would do it, too.
Yeah.
Scott is... He deals in the world of facts and reality. And you could sit down with him and say, okay, tell me what it's going to cost me to sign Soto long term. and you can have that conversation with Scott before you ever make the trade.
Right.
And he'll shoot straight with you. So you would know going in what it was, what Scott Boras and Juan Soto are looking for. Somebody, Mace, is going to pay that freight. Somebody's going to do it. I mean, think about it. Most big market teams have somebody making an insane amount of money. The Yankees have Garrett Cole. The Dodgers have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. The Padres have Manny Machado. The
Mets have Max Scherzer.
Right. So.
But who's willing to take a second one of those?
Well, the Dodgers have.
Have Mookie and Freddie.
Right. And Bauer. And they're paying.
Oh, Bauer. You know, he's an expiring.
But he's coming off. So maybe you give that money you were thinking about using on Bauer and give it to Soto.
Well, it's very tricky. I mean, what they're doing is, even though it was a $440 million contract, his annual average value was less than $30 million in every year of the deal, which made it affordable. You could get your head around, we're under 30 every year on Soto. I think Soto is going to want more. He's going to want a bigger number. And I think the Dodgers are one of the teams that are capable of doing it, without question. This is what Andrew Friedman has done year after year. He's occasionally guessed wrong. Jordan Alvarez is one that got away, that he left in a trade and wound up being a star. But I mean, beyond that, he tends to give up the right guys and he tends to give up the wrong guys and keeps the right guys.
Right. And now, what was your trade again for Soto?
Okay, so the trade, and again, this is, you go ahead and blame me all you want. This is Jeff Passan's concept. His concept is Gavin Lux, who people on Twitter are saying, do not give up Gavin Lux, no matter what. Dustin May, who's coming back from shoulder surgery. Shoulder or elbow surgery?
Tommy John.
Tommy John, okay. Number one prospect, Diego Cartaya, who's a catcher. Number two prospect, Bobby Miller, who's a pitcher. Number five prospect, Miguel Vargas, who's an infielder. And number 18 prospect, Gavin Stone, who's a pitcher. So that's the trade. If you're a Dodgers fan, do you make it? It is a lot to give up. A lot to give up. Completely acknowledge that. But you're getting a 23-year-old who is, he's not even at his prime yet. I mean, he's 23. You're going to get him for 10 years, let's say, or 12 years. You'll get him until he's age 35. He's going to be productive that entire period. He's going to wear really well over time. So you got to think about it from that perspective. Here's a guy that is going to be in our outfield for the next decade. Juan Soto, I think you can't go wrong with.
I don't think the Dodgers are giving up too much. As a matter of fact, I think the Nationals would ask for more.
Nah. That's a lot. It's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest amount they've paid for anybody. That's way more than they paid for Scherzer and Trey Turner. They gave up two players. They gave up Keibert Ruiz and Josiah Gray.
The most I've ever seen them give up, but they were taking a lot back in return, is when they traded for Adrian Gonzalez.
Right. That was a gigantic. We took Carl Crawford on.
Josh Beckett.
Yeah. We took a bunch of money off their hands. Yeah, if you're a Dodger fan, is that too much? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Also wanted to hit on this. You know, so it's 10 years since the Guggenheim Group has taken over the Dodgers.
Right.
What a friggin' 10 years. The Dodgers, get this, are on a historic run. If everything holds up, this will be 5 years in a row that they've scored the most runs and given up the least runs. 5 years in a row.
Yeah, they've been an absolutely model ownership group. Matter of fact, I was trying to think of, is there anything you could criticize them for? And I could only come up with one thing.
Well, the TV deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
too,
it.
Too long without a TV deal.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else has been great. They get the right manager. They get the right GM.
God, can you believe we lived through Frank McCourt?
Yeah, and survived it.
The worst. The worst. The second worst owner since I've been in Los Angeles.
Sterling
is number one.
Yeah.
He's number two. Frank McCourt's number two, and Artie's number three. Don't you think? Artie's got the two best players in the game and cannot surround them with talent. To me, that's an ownership
if
issue.
If Sliwa were here, he would argue that the Chargers owners are worse.
I don't even consider them to be LA, but they're terrible owners. Spanos, the Spanoses are the worst. The worst.
Well, but wait, you just said Artie is the worst.
Yeah, no, the Spanos is, but I don't consider them to be L.A. I still,
wait, they're the L.A. Chargers.
Are they? Yeah, they are, yeah. But they're not. They're just the extra team.
They play at SoFi.
Yeah, you know, they're like the extra team.
Well, you can't say that about the Chargers and not apply the same thing to the Clippers.
Okay, so worst owners in the history of Los Angeles sport. All right, and in the last 30 years in Los Angeles. Number one, Donald Sterling. Agree?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, Frank McCourt.
Yeah.
Number three, okay, we'll include him, Dean Spanos.
Okay.
Number four, Artie Moreno, who at least seems to be putting up some sort of effort. Not a good one, but seems to be putting up some kind of effort. Is there anybody I'm missing?
Trying to think.
Buses, Angels. What about when Fox owned the Dodgers?
Not as bad as when McCourt
owned
them.
No, it was worse with McCourt, but yeah. It wasn't great with Fox. But I would say that's your hit list of worst owners in the last 30 years in Los Angeles. And one is gone, obviously. What do you think he does with his days?
Who, Frank?
Sterling.
Oh, spends all his money.
You think?
Hangs out with V. Stiviano.
You think he still is?
In her beekeeper suit.
In her beekeeper suit?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. What do you think Frank McCourt does with his days?
Spends all his money.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is he still, like, living on the top floor of the Montage and all that stuff?
I hope so if I'm him.
Probably could. What do you think Jamie McCourt's doing, though?
Well, they split up. She ran off with her security guard, right? I don't know if she's still with that guy.
I don't know.
Well, then one time she
I heard
was
she lives
about,
out in Malibu, I think.
Well, Jamie at one time was thinking about running for president. Project Jamie. Remember that?
That's right. Project Jamie.
We've had worse candidates.
There was a secret project to elect Jamie McCourt president.
Didn't exactly work.
Never got off the ground. Yeah. All right, we'll get some of your calls in here next. 877-710-ESPN. Plus, the Great Sedano Wine Challenge is on a little bit later on this hour. I have purchased a $99.99 bottle
$100 bottle of wine, okay.
A $24.99 bottle of wine.
Okay.
And a bottle of $2 Chuck.
Okay.
Sedano says he can
identify
out
them in a blind taste test.
Exactly.
I like wine, but I have no confidence.
Are you going to try it too?
Sure.
You should try it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have no confidence that I could do it. If I nail them, it'll be luck. I have no
palate. You really don't have a palate?
I don't think so.
You could not separate the $100 bottle of wine from the $2 Chuck?
Let's find out. What time are we doing?
If you nail them, you don't pay them the 10 grand.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
He already won that.
Mr. I'll give you $100 if you drink coffee with mayonnaise.
Wait a minute, but I would, if I was one of you guys, I would bet against me nailing it. That's easy money
that's
for
a good
somebody.
Bet. That's a good bet. Oh, what's Sedano want now? Hey, Sedano. Hey. What's going on, man? It's been an eventful day, man, around here. Yeah.
We did the tortilla
slap, which was ridiculous.
How'd that go?
Mason won it.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
I finished last, and I got slapped and spit water all over the place.
Yeah.
It was fun, though.
It
we
was
had a good
fantastic.
Time.
Who invents stuff like this, George?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
The
like
kids.
Who in,
you
who
know
in,
the kids.
Yeah.
The,
who
the kids today.
Who invents anything?
The TikTok kids. They do it.
That's who does it.
All right. So we're working our way to the wine challenge. I got a question for you about it, Sedano.
Where's the air conditioner?
Sedano, do we let the wine breathe or do we just open
it?
Yeah, just open it now.
Yeah, I would open it now. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll open the wine now. There's three bottles.
Them, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the bottle.
I've got them wrapped up so you can't see the labels.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just saw Laura and them back there.
I was very crafty about it. When I say I was very crafty about it, it means one was.
Did you do what Michael said, which is $2 Chuck, one that's like in the $20 range?
One that's $19.99.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. And one that's $100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So are we drinking the 100 after?
Yeah, if you figure it out, you get the 100. You get the 100.
They're all open anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get some of your calls here next. Sedano's hanging out. We're going to do the big Sedano wine tasting a little bit later on this hour. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red wine. A little UB40 there as we get ready for the Sedano Wine tasting.
Yeah.
Hey, run that trade by Sinano.
Okay.
See, George, I don't think this is enough for the Nationals.
Okay, go ahead.
But here
for
it
Juan
is.
Soto?
Yeah,
for Juan
Mason Soto. Says it's bordering on too much.
Yeah, I think it's bordering on too much. A lot of people think it's bordering on too much. Here's the trade. It includes Gavin Lux.
Yeah.
Dustin May. And then, just for reference sake, the number one prospect in the organization, Diego Cartara, who's a catcher.
Yeah.
Number two prospect, Bobby Miller, a pitcher. Mm-hmm. Number five prospect, Miguel Vargas, an infielder. Number 18 prospect, Gavin Stone, a pitcher.
I feel like prospect-wise, you're okay. They probably would want at least one more, though.
1, 2, 5, and 18 is really, really big.
Yeah, I know, but they probably want five prospects is my guess.
You think?
Yeah, and I think they might, I mean, they might want one more major league-ish player.
That's what I thought, too. I thought you had to give them a better pitcher or maybe even a better everyday player.
Well, because, you know, yeah, I Gavin Lux is one of these players that's a little, I don't want to call him controversial, but I think that
he can't field. You can't put him anywhere in the field.
Yeah, and I think that prior to this season, his hitting numbers were not great.
Can we be fair to this kid? Coming into this year, he had essentially one season under his belt spread over 3 years.
Right.
He only had 500 at-bats coming into this
year. That's what I'm saying, yeah. But like it wasn't great at that point. He's played well this season, but I think you're going to have to sell the Nationals on more than a one-year wonder is my guess.
I agree. I think that you need more established talent in order for
and
the
Dustin May hasn't played all that much and then got hurt.
Well, this is interesting because overwhelmingly Dodger fans
of course
say no to that trade.
Oh, really?
Say no to that trade.
Oh,
say that's way too much.
I do that in a heartbeat.
Way too much.
What did Bergman do? What would he do?
Bergman would trade his mother.
They'd be
Jan. Jan no, would be wearing their Washington Nationals jersey.
Bobcat.
They would be on the next flight out of here tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm with you, Greg. Now, here's Augie in San Pedro. Hey, Augie, you say you wouldn't do this trade?
Absolutely not.
Why?
It's not if I want to do it. You also have to remember that Friedman doesn't play that game. He plays a leverage game. You give them a very, very good package, and you tell anybody else, beat my package. And if you beat the package, then you're not very deep, and you're playing on health to beat the Dodgers.
But wait a minute.
But
Augie,
you don't like the package.
Friedman does this every year. He puts together a package and sends it. That's how he got Yu Darvish. It's how he got Trey Turner. It's how he got Mookie Betts. He does it every year.
Yeah, but you're not giving up something like that. But also, I would change the package. I would still give a great package, but
okay.
I think for sure. Because why are they going to want Diego Cartaya? They just took
Kieber Ruiz. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah,
they did just take Kieber Ruiz.
Augie, you can only play one catcher.
Right, but what he's saying is we traded them a catcher last year in Kieber Ruiz, so why would they be interested in Diego Cartaya, who's a catcher?
Well, because Ruiz hasn't established himself as like an
Ruiz
everyday.
Ruiz is batting about .243 homers, 20 RBIs.
All right, thanks, Augie.
It is a lot. This would be bigger than any package Friedman's given up. Much bigger than last year, the package from Max Scherzer and Trey Turner.
Verdugo and what?
Verdugo and Greg, do you know who else?
It was Verdugo. It was him again.
There's at least one pitcher. Pull it up.
Yep.
Nothing close to this.
They do, but they do a package like this or something similar to it every year. Here's Steve in Palm Springs. Hey, Steve, would you do that trade?
I just stole my thunder. I was going to say, why would they do this with their catcher? They just gave him Ruiz. That's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah. Throw that aside. Say it's number two prospect, number three prospect, number five prospect, number 18 prospect, a lot of pitchers.
Yeah. Why not Bellinger?
Because nobody wants
Why
Bellinger.
Would they
he has
want
no
him?
Market.
Okay, I'm just throwing that out there.
Nobody would. Steve, nobody would want him.
I always love that. That's kind of like the, thank you, Steve. That's always hey, can we trade Ken Bazemore for Kawhi?
Or no, this is like Laker fans will call me and go, why don't we trade Westbrook for Giannis? I'm like, really? You're serious?
All right, so here's the trade. So it was Mookie Betts and David Price, which would be very similar to
taking back Patrick Corbin.
Exactly. So it's very similar to that, and they gave up Alex Verdugo, who was obviously a player. Jeter Downs was the third highest ranked prospect in 2020, and he was number 44. And then Connor Wong, who's a catcher, and he was number 28. So that was all for Mookie Betts because they brought in David Price too. So the same thing with Patrick Corbin would be less.
I feel like teams on these trades are just asking for... I mean, I don't blame them.
On this one, you can ask for the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a 23-year-old.
But it is, we're at that time in sports, whether it's KD, whether it's Juan Soto, where teams are just asking for the moon. I blame the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, they messed everything
it's
up.
It's all
yeah.
their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, even for baseball, I blame them.
You blame them, too. Yeah. We'll get a couple more calls in. When are we going to do the wine? We should be letting it breathe right now. Yeah,
yeah, it's
yeah we'll let it breathe right now.
Well, we'll let George play Game of Games, and we'll do it after.
Yeah, after Game
okay,
of Games.
Cool. That's coming up for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Good song.
We,
I would love to see The Weeknd in concert.
Me too.
He was at the Forum and Staples like for like 5 or 6 nights. I never got to
the
see
the Forum is a great place to see a concert.
I saw John there a couple. With, you know, when he did the farewell tour before the farewell tour.
Yeah, this first farewell,
the pre-COVID farewell tour. Yeah, yeah. And then COVID, he's like, yeah, just do another one.
Yeah, why not?
70-something years old and still could get after it.
At ESPN Los Angeles Twitter account has put out all the tortilla slaps on one cut.
All in one cut.
Yeah, that's very funny. So if you check out the tortilla slaps, you could do that.
I like the sound effects, by the way, that were being played during that time. I caught a little bit of it after the fact. So
that was Taylor. He was playing all this.
Yeah.
Hey, Sonano.
By the way, all the wine is open.
Since you're here.
Okay, all the wine is breathing.
By the way, I love that you literally like yelled at Bergman. You're like, Bergman, open the wine.
Yeah, let it breathe.
It's breathing.
Let it breathe.
We'll do it as we speak.
George, are any of these big-name NBA guys getting traded, or is everybody staying where they are?
I think Mitchell's happening soon.
You think Mitchell's moving?
I think the Knicks and them will get it done in the next week or so, if I had to guess.
That's a weird backcourt. Donovan Mitchell and Jalen
really
Brunson.
Small.
6'1", both of them.
So here's the deal. Like, Donovan Mitchell.
And neither one really defends.
If I had to. Okay. I'll say this now because it's whatever. It is what it is. So Donovan Mitchell, I don't know if it was game 3 or game 6 between Philly and Miami. He was literally outside of the Miami locker room. Like
waiting on him.
Like schmoozing. Like, hey, yeah. guys. Like, I think that's where he wants to go. But the Knicks is home because he's from Connecticut. And I think that – and the Knicks just have a million picks to give up. But here's the thing. I don't think the Knicks – I mean, what are they, like a 6 seed? Like, if yeah. they get Donovan Mitchell, they're not a championship team.
It'd be weird.
If he went to Miami, they'd be more of a championship team. Sure. They were on the brink of going to the finals anyway.
But if you're the Knicks and you're looking for one guy to build around, not bad
you
to build around Donovan Mitchell.
You just signed another 6 foot dude to play guard. Like, what are you doing, 2 6 foot dudes to
hey,
play guard?
Hey, Mason, do you think Russell Westbrook's on the Laker roster on opening night?
God, I hope not.
I think he may be.
But I think he may be.
So
I do, too.
I told this story yesterday on the show. Not that I'm reporting it.
Yeah.
I crowdsourced. Mm. And so don't aggregate me. This is a crowdsourcing.
Oh, it's crowdsourcing. In other words, people on Twitter told you
not
this.
A
Silver
report.
Screen Roll is listening to you no, right now, so be careful.
There were calls. There were phone calls made.
Okay.
And basically, I was told that the Kyrie thing was, quote-unquote, dead for now.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
And who knows if we're right, but I've heard that, too. I think Russ is going to be on the roster opening night. But that could change.
But that's probably why LeBron, according to Chris Haynes and AD and him, all had a conversation about trying to
They realized, okay, we better, just in case this is our team, we better get our ducks in a row.
You know, I told the story yesterday, but Friday night when we were at the 7-10 All-Star game, after the game, we start doing a raffle, right? Yeah. So it's like, okay, THT signed basketball. Woo! I'm number 6-4-3-2-1, whatever it is. Yeah. Okay.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Russell Westbrook basketball. Boo!
It's crazy.
The memorabilia got booed.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts. And it's like.
That can change if he has a couple of good games.
Sure, but I don't feel like he's embraced.
I think kind of the cake is baked on Russell Westbrook in L.A.
I feel like he didn't embrace. Like, at the very least, like. So this was a tweet. I want to credit this person because I saw it on social media. Her name is Raquel, and she goes by @soulbeautifulme.
Okay.
And she wrote, and I saw this get retweeted a bunch. That's why it got on my timeline. It said, want to know why the city of L.A. and Lakers fans embrace LeBron? He came here and respected the Lakers' legacy. He delivered on his promises. He takes accountability, and he wants to win. He embraced the challenges of being a Laker. Westbrook did the exact opposite, and fans don't respect it.
Hmm. Well, there was a report yesterday, Jovan Buha, said that
he does a great job at the
athletic. Yeah, he does. Yeah. Said that the problem with Russell Westbrook is he still envisions himself as a face of the franchise guy, yeah, despite the fact that he's not that guy anymore.
Right, and then he fired his agent, Thad Foucher. And Thad had this weird, like...
Yeah, I've never seen an agent put anything out like that.
The weirdest statement I've ever seen, like, where he's basically airing their dirty laundry
very
out
weird.
There. And I'm like, ooh, that can't help the Lakers in any way, shape, or form. It's been a strange offseason, for sure.
Yeah. And none of the big stuff has happened.
Yeah, but KD kind of put everything on pause.
Yeah.
And I think KD's going to be in Brooklyn.
I think they're going to start the season in Brooklyn, him and Kyrie, yeah.
You think Kyrie is going to start the year in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I don't think they have a choice.
But here's the thing. We put this on the table this week.
Because Minnesota screwed it up.
Right.
They got 4 picks and a pick swap for Rudy Gobert.
Right, and now the price of everybody has gone up.
The price of brick has gone up, as they used to say in The Wire.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think in the end, I'm not a fan of Kyrie to the Lakers.
I am.
I am too.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, for drama purposes,
no,
all that stuff.
Listen, no disrespect. You know what this is going to be? There's going to be some disrespect.
Yeah, there's going to be some disrespect.
Somebody starts a sentence with no disrespect.
With Buddy
here
Hield,
comes the disrespect.
I don't want to laugh at you, but
Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, but that's like the Lakers are like a 4 or 5 seed with them. Like Kyrie, you have an actual championship chance. Like, you don't have that with those other guys.
Bull. I don't agree.
Okay.
I don't agree.
All right.
You with a healthy AD and a healthy LeBron and Miles Turner and Buddy Hield
added
that.
You count on everyone to be healthy?
Well, I mean,
the biggest
what's the alternative?
The biggest predictor of future injuries, past injuries.
But look, we can either operate in a place of being doomed where Anthony Davis is going to get hurt no matter what.
I'm not saying he has to play 40 games, but like, what is healthy for you?
50 games and healthy for the playoffs.
That's not all that healthy. If he plays 50 games, they're not like a top 4 seed.
But they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, probably.
And then you have a healthy AD, and I wouldn't want to play
him. Are they in the play-in? I don't know if they're in the play-in if he plays 50 games.
No, if he plays 50 games, where are the Lakers, John?
I'm thinking right with George's. I think 5-6 and play-in.
Yeah.
That's a lot better than 16 games under 500.
Yeah. 5-8 is fair, yeah. I would say. If he plays 50, even if he plays 60, it's still 5-8. Like, the West is hard, man. Like, and everybody's healthy again. Clippers are healthy again. Denver's healthy again. The Suns are still really damn good. They brought Ayton back.
Dallas made it all the way to the finals.
Right, although they lost Brunson, so that hurts them a tiny bit. But, I just think
New Orleans is getting better.
New Orleans is better. Yeah, Zion is back. Yeah, it's not as easy anymore. Like, this was the year.
So you'd rather have Kyrie than Miles Turner plus Buddy Hield?
Give me the stars. Buddy Hield is a dude.
Give me somebody who's going to show up and play.
Buddy Hield has never played in a playoff game.
They need a shooter.
He's never played in a playoff game.
But they need a shooter.
Kyrie can shoot.
Yeah, but I mean, but what I'm saying is you get a whole bunch of baggage with Kyrie.
They had a bunch of shooters last year. They did nothing.
Let me give you a sneak preview of coming attractions. Kyrie's not going to play today. There's no explanation why.
So let me ask you a question, because I said this on our show too. I had a conversation with someone, again, not a report, just a conversation, crowdsourcing. We were talking about Kyrie and the Lakers. And that person, who was familiar with the situation in Cleveland, said, but do you honestly believe that some of this stuff with Kyrie wasn't happening in Cleveland? I said, I don't know. I wasn't there every day. And he's like, kind of looked at me like, really? And I'm like, well, okay, well, if that's the case, he's like, yeah, I think.
You think he was just not showing up for work with no notice or anything, which is what he
did to Steve Nash last year?
There
was a game in LeBron's first season where they played in Portland, and you can look it up. I believe Kyrie had one assist in the game. LeBron was so disgusted after that game. There was, like, a big story about, like, a team meeting, and he, like, something ridiculous happened there. Like, he's, like, the only person that's gotten Kyrie to play the requisite amount of games in his career.
But isn't there something to the fact that if, and this is more towards you, Mace, because George and I are on the same page, I would love to see Kyrie come here. Kyrie has to be on his best behavior.
Sure.
Because if not, he doesn't get a contract.
Right. And there's no guarantee that he's going to be.
No. Well, why? But if he doesn't, it's career suicide.
It's over.
Kyrie's made so much money in his career. Are you kidding me?
You think
he made so much money? Then if he wasn't worried about money, why did he opt into the $36 million and not take the Lakers $6.5 million?
Well, I'll take the dough, right?
Well,
when it's there.
I'm saying, but
same thing.
He's got to show up. Whoever he plays for, he's got to show up this
year.
Okay,
let me throw you one more wrinkle. There's going to be another mask mandate in L.A. COVID's making a little comeback. Kyrie not vaccinated. What situation are we going to be in during the season?
That's the league saying you have to be vaccinated or unvaccinated. Or that,
the league's lifted that rule.
Right.
But
the city of New York said he couldn't work there. The city of Los Angeles has not said you can't work. Not to my knowledge.
I don't know what this thing is going to be. What is this thing going to be when it happens, the mask mandate? Is it going to be you can still play or fans?
Well, I mean, are you suggesting that if they put the mask mandate back in, that the Laker players are going to have to wear masks when they play?
No. That you would have to be vaccinated.
They didn't have to be vaccinated the last time.
You don't have to be vaccinated
now?
Not
in L.A., not to my knowledge. It was San Francisco and New York.
But you had to go inside Staples Center, you had to be vaccinated.
As a fan.
Right.
There were players who were unvaccinated who played in Staples Center.
Well, we hope this all passes, right, and we get back to normal life. But apparently there's going to come a point where you got to put your mask back on.
Well, but that doesn't affect Kyrie at all.
I got to go buy more masks. I kind
of
let him
I'm still out of
masks. K95s, baby.
Right. Hey, Bergman, K95, it's your game
big
today,
time.
Right?
It is my game.
Is it any good?
It's okay.
We've got a very competitive month going on right now. George, I don't think you've won.
I've only played twice.
You're 0-2.
Yeah.
The current score, Bergman 4, Mason 3, Jorge 2, Ireland 2, Funch 1, and Pepe Mantilla 1. We'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Then the wine tasting. Sedano says he's got a very, very strong palate.
Well, he actually said he can just tell the difference between $2 Chuck and the $100 wine.
That's really all I said.
Which I don't know if I could do.
All right. We'll find out coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It's Game of Games time, and Shidano is here to play Game of Games. Ireland, Shidano, you're kind of lagging this week.
I'm just picking my spots.
Yeah.
I've won every month this year. I should probably let somebody else win.
You really should.
I won't.
I've only ever won one month in history. That's right.
Well, I tied you, I thought, in the month you won.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even win it outright. We were tied. Yeah.
All right, but Bergman's got the lead. When did they start counting as two?
So right now, I think next week at some point.
Okay.
I don't know exactly.
And George, you get the game tomorrow, right?
I do. Yes.
Okay. All right, Bergman, what do we get today?
So just real fast, hold on. We start doing next week. All of next week is worth two.
Okay.
Okay, nice. Got it.
All right, so I'm stealing a game from John Ireland directly. It's who has more Twitter followers.
Okay.
But it's all people within this station.
Okay.
Do you have, can you keep track for me?
Yep, I got
John?
It. Yep.
All right. Number one, Jorge Briones or Laura Romo. All these are very, very close. So, Mason.
I am going to say Laura.
Okay. Sedano.
Laura.
Ireland.
I also think it's Laura.
And Jorge.
Yeah, Laura. She expects a lot of people, you know?
It's not by much. It is Laura, but only by less than 200.
Because she works it really hard.
Yeah, she does.
She tweets
more than you do.
The underscore.
She definitely
tweets a
lot more than you do.
All right. Number two, and we'll start with Sedano. Alan Sliwa or Scott Kaplan?
Oh, I'm going to go Slee.
Ireland.
I think just based on Lakers talk, the answer is Slee.
Jorge.
Scott Kaplan.
The answer is Sliwa. 19.8 for Sliwa.
You weren't. I was going to say Sliwa.
Okay.
Lakers talk.
My bad. Yeah.
Lakers talk. I think trumps everything.
Yeah. It's also the pre and halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so everybody's got two except for Briones. Yeah.
Sorry, Love Boat.
My bad. Yeah. No, Sliwa has 19.8. Kaplan has 19.3. It's very, very,
very close. Okay, so these are tight.
All right, number three, and we'll start with Ireland.
Yeah.
Me, Greg Bergman, or Lindsay Fulton.
Well. Wow. This is close, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say Lindsay just because she has an OnlyFans account and you don't.
Jeez,
so I will say Lindsay.
She's me? Okay. I'll say Lindsay.
Mason.
I'll say Lindsay.
And Sedano.
I will also say Lindsay.
Oh, see, Sedano, I was really hoping you would get this one right. Lindsay doesn't have a Twitter account anymore.
Oh,
so it's zero.
Oh,
so I do.
I don't know. I couldn't find out how much
deleted
she had.
She deleted her Twitter account?
She did.
Why?
But she definitely had more followers.
She did.
Why did she delete it?
Wait a minute, then. That's like a disingenuous question.
No, she has no account. She has no account.
She just got annoyed at people just saying mean things.
Oh, okay.
All right, so she has zero. Nobody gets that. Yeah. All right, so it's Sedano 2, Ireland 2, Mason 2, Briones 1.
See, I knew that, but I was wondering if you meant just before that.
Yeah, see, I thought you would get that right. Okay, number 4, and we'll start with Jorge. Mark Cates or his son, intern Brady Cates?
Yeah, his son, Brady Cates.
Okay, Mason?
I think Brady Cates.
Sedano?
Yeah, I'm going to go Brady Cates.
And Ireland?
Got a shot.
I know. I can't take it here. I'm going Brady. Yeah.
The answer is Mark Cates.
Damn!
Mark Cates has 206. Brady has 56.
Oh, wow. Brady only has 56 followers on Twitter?
Young kids want TikTok. They don't mess with Twitter.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe.
It's true.
All right, slapping each other with tortillas on the TikTok.
Yeah. Back to Mason, and we're going to go with another intern. Intern Quinn or Janice Garcia?
I'm going intern Quinn.
Sedano.
I'm going to go Janice.
Ireland?
Janice.
Janice. The answer is intern Quinn.
Wow. Yes.
He has 585 and Janice has 386.
Go Quinn.
Oh, wow.
These are very good.
She's my favorite intern that we've got.
Yeah.
All right.
Called her the meanest.
Yeah, earlier she was the meanest.
Yeah, that's because all
the
other
best.
Interns are in here right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
All right, number 6. Sedano, you go first. Chris Morales or Carlo Sisu?
I'm going to say Morales.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
Ireland?
I'll go Carlo.
Jorge?
Carlo.
And Mason.
Carlo is a social media maven, but Morales is on there a lot. I'm going to say Morales.
Chris Morales has 2,068. Carlo Sisu has 1,220.
Oh, Mason's in a commanding lead now.
No, Jorge, I'm only one behind him. I'm only one behind him.
Yeah, one off. Yeah.
All right. Jorge, did you get that?
No.
Okay, so it's Mason 4, Sedano 3, Ireland 2, Briones 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Number 7, I have 10 of these.
Okay.
Amanda Brown or DeMarco Farr, Ireland?
Man, DeMarco just doesn't tweet much. I'll go Amanda.
Sometimes that doesn't mean anything, though.
I'll go
Amanda.
Jorge?
DeMarco.
Mason?
DeMarco.
And Sedano?
ACB.
ACB is the correct answer. 5,513.
Sedano's caught Mason.
DeMarco has 3,842.
Okay, so it's Mason 4, Sedano 4, Ireland 3. Briones, did you get that?
No.
All right, you're bringing up the rear.
I know.
All right, what number is this, Greg?
This is number 8, so I have 3 more.
Three more. Okay, George, you get to play one more.
All right.
Okay, number 8. This is starting with, where is it, Ireland? You start here?
Sure.
Okay.
Clinton Yates or Michael Thompson?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
It's very, very close.
Very, very close to Ireland.
I don't know. Oh, God, Michael's such a good Twitter follow-up. I'll go Michael.
Okay. Jorge?
Michael.
Mason?
I'm going to go Michael also.
And Sedano.
For the lead, George, if you go Clinton.
I'm going to go Michael.
It is Michael.
Yeah!
Michael has 49.3. Clinton has 48.3.
Okay, wow. So
1,000.
Very,
yeah, very, very close.
Go. All right, so now, George, you're out.
Yeah, you're out, George.
All right, so
go home.
Take it back to Mason.
Mason goes first. It's Mason 5, Sedano 5, Ireland 4.
This one is less than 20 away from each other.
Ooh. 20 actual followers?
20 actual followers.
Wow.
Yeah. Number 9, this is Sam Pines.
Our station manager.
Or producer Emily Hebel.
Who eats pizza off the floor.
Sedano.
Am I first?
You or Mason's first.
Mason's first.
The other guy has to go first next time. Mace, go ahead.
I don't think Sam Pines is working social media. I'm going to go Emily Hebel.
And Sedano?
I'm going to say Sam Pines because he's like a bigwig and he just gets followers because people want to be close.
I'm just going to make a totally calculated guess here.
Yep.
I don't think you would put Sam in a position to lose because you're worried about your job.
That's smart.
I'm going Sam.
The answer is Emily Hebel
has
865 and Mason. Sam has 846.
So that eliminates me.
So it's now me and Mason.
It's you and Mason. Mace, you have to go first.
Okay.
And it's Sedano against Mason. Greg, do you have a tiebreaker?
I do have a tiebreaker.
Okay, it's a two-horse race.
Mason's grabbing the microphone, then Sedano. With both hands.
Both hands.
He's
I'm ready.
Very, very tense.
Ready.
All right. Well, I'm glad George is in this one because it's George Sedano.
Oh, I know how many I have.
Or ESPN Los Angeles.
Mm.
It's very close. It's very, very close.
I am going to go. I'm going to go Shidano.
And
I'm going to go ESPN Los Angeles.
The answer is with 89.4 ESPN Los Angeles.
Oh! The tiebreaker is activated. Shidano stays alive. All right.
All right.
This is it.
This is for everything.
Yep. Shidano has to go first. Here we go.
And by the way, Shidano has 83.6, so it's very close.
Very nice.
Kirk Morrison has more Twitter followers than anyone at this station. John Ireland has the second most. How many more followers does Kirk have than John?
Without going
over. Closest without going over. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter, but yeah.
Closest without going over, just in case they can't pick the same one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So, Mason.
No, you. Oh, I go? Oh,
Shidano
go
goes first.
Shidano goes first.
Mason went first last time. Sure. Shidano goes
without
first.
Going over.
Without going over.
I'm
going
to say 150,000.
Okay. Mason.
One follower.
Mason takes it. It's 145.2. You were so close.
Oh, man, I am tied for the lead.
By the way, Kirk Morrison has 272.4,000. Wow, John Ireland has 127.2.
See, I thought he had 300. That's why I said 150.
Yeah.
To go really low.
All right, so, Mace, you have three now?
I have four. It's okay. Bergman four, Mason four, Jorge two, Ireland two.
So you better win tomorrow because you're out 2 days
next
week.
I'm out Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. Right. So I need a win tomorrow. Okay. Need a win. All right. So, George, tell me about your wine sort of history.
I'm opening a fresh box of saltine crackers.
Oh, let me get some water.
Yeah. You have palate cleanser. We've got saltine crackers. Yeah. We've got three bottles of wine.
I just drink a lot of wine.
Yeah.
I drink a
but
lot
you
of
have a
wine.
Refined palate is what you've told us. You've got a you understand the oaky notes and cherry tones.
He's confident
and
he can tell the difference.
I can do
between
$2
and $100
and $100 bottle of wine. And then you threw in a third bottle. I'm like, oh, I think I could figure that out.
I have no confidence in my ability, but I would like to take the test.
Yeah, one is a $100 bottle, one is a $20 bottle, and one is a bottle of $2 Chuck, by the way, which is not $2 any longer. It
it's
costs
like
a little
four.
Bit more. Yeah.
It's probably inflation.
Yeah. Have you had $2 Chuck?
CPI.
Yeah.
I mean, not for a long time.
Okay. I have a friend who dated Brian Seacrest, and in the relationship.
Great. Do you guys have cups?
The relationship ended when she brought a bottle of $2 Chuck to his house for a party.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Brady and Parker are making their way into the studio.
Okay. By the way, Juan Mendez says, put the wine in Sedano's mouth, and if he gets it wrong, slap him with a tortilla.
Oh, yeah. We can combine all the bits.
There will be no tortilla slapping.
No, the tortilla slapping is over for today.
All right, but
not saying it won't come back.
Okay, George, would you like a cracker to start or no?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so Brady and Parker have the wine.
Yeah, come on right, in. Come the on labels in.
So are they bringing
covered.
One at
come
a time?
On yeah, one at a time is
okay.
Yeah, one at a time. No, you got to bring all three in. You got to have a glass of each one to have a taste test. What these guys?
Yeah, these guys. What are you?
What are you? What
like
are you people doing?
Your,
I think they're pouring
your,
the wine.
Pouring the wine.
Oh, they're pouring it.
And you know which numbers they are, right?
Do you know what's what?
You know what's what?
I don't understand. Why are you pouring wine? Do you know which one is which? Yeah. Do you have them marked on the bottom or something?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they have it marked on the bottom. Okay, so there's bottle number one, bottle number two, bottle number three.
Okay. So give me a one, a two, and a three, boys. And Shidano and I will try it.
This wine is poured in the very best solo cups I could find.
Which is fine.
George, if you correctly sniff out the right one, the $100 bottle of wine is yours for the rest of the show.
Okay. So this is quite elaborate. There's
it's elaborate. There's multiple cups. There's a cup number one. There's a cup number two. There's a cup number three.
So this is one of each.
Right? One of each.
Okay. Now, which one? Are they numbered?
Yeah, the numbers are on the bottom.
Okay, so which one do you want me to try first? Mace, which one do you want me to try first?
Try number one. Try number one first. Number one first.
These are okay. The number of X's is the okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
all right,
we
so
have
one with one X.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I will try the one with one X.
One X.
So now you got the one with one X.
John is swirling it in his solo cup.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Easy.
And he's looking X's. At the color. One tasting. Aerating. John had a bad look on his face.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay.
Shidano. Has a blank look on his face. That's a very Kaplan kind of look. Just a blank look.
Okay.
Oh, and look, Laura brought in a charcuterie plate. Oh, this is fantastic. Okay.
Laura,
so you both tasted wine number one.
Okay.
Let's move on to wine number two.
Hold on, I got
to
get the little
Oh, get a little cracker. Exactly.
A little cheese.
A little cheese. Clear the palate a little bit. Okay. So wine number one has been established. We're moving on to wine number two. Wine number two.
They all look the exact same color.
That's exactly what it's supposed to be. I'm glad I lucked out and they're all the same color. Number two. John?
Let John go.
Okay, John's number two. Okay, I'm watching John's expression.
Tastes exactly like number one to me. All right.
Okay. John, unclear. Sedano, cup number two. Wine number two.
Oh, I know exactly what this is.
Okay.
This is the two-buck chuck.
All right. No, wait a minute. Do it? No.
You think it is?
Okay.
I think the two-buck chuck is
you
the,
think so?
The one I just had.
Okay. Okay. We'll find out.
All right.
Okay. John, crackering up.
This tastes like too sweet to be anything else but two-buck chuck.
Okay. So you're saying that you think that may be the two-buck chuck.
Number three.
Wine number three. Here we go. Wine number three. Oh, while they're drinking wine number three.
I got to clean my palate.
While they're playing, while they're cleansing their palates, let's hit the super stager.
Not bad.
There he is. Cappy, what's going on? Wish you were here, man.
Oh, you guys are killing me today.
It's a fun day.
You guys are so funny today.
I need to try wine three, Cappy. Hold on.
Okay, this is going to be wine number three for John and for Sedano.
Sedano's already said he knows what the two-buck chuck is.
He thinks he knows what the two-buck chuck is.
Okay. Let's see what happens here.
Mm. Wait a second.
Wait a second. Oh,
hold on.
I'm having very big problems.
Interesting.
Is it the green cup you're using?
It's a green solo cup.
Yeah.
Not a wine glass. George is now going. Did you go back to number two?
I'm sampling all three again.
Are you? John's just.
I want to taste this.
Yeah, they're all just. Oh, now George is going back to number one.
I think your theory that most people can't tell the difference between any wine is going to come out with me.
Okay, one is definitely not two-buck chuck.
Right. One is not two-buck chuck, says George.
What do you think, John? Let's start like that.
I actually think the one is the two-buck chuck.
Okay.
The one is the one
Tell us the answer.
The one is the one.
A yes or no answer?
No.
Let's guess all three.
Find the expensive one.
All right, so.
George says one is two. Is not two.
Can you
chuck.
Tell me what kind of wines they are?
They're all Cabernets.
Oh, okay.
All Cabernets.
Good question. Would have been a good question earlier, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
John, what's the expensive one and what's the two-buck chuck?
It's hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sedano,
also, John's at a bit of a disadvantage. His jaw is probably still sore from the number of blows that he's taken.
I think two is two-buck chuck.
You think two is two-buck chuck?
Yeah.
What's the expensive one?
All right. I now think.
Either one or three, so hold on.
Okay.
Three.
John says one is the two-buck.
I do. Okay. I think. And this is. But I have no feel. If I get this right, it'd be. Okay.
Okay. Rank them 1, 2, 3.
Number three is the expensive one.
Number three is expensive. Okay.
Number two is the $25 one. Okay. And number one is the two-buck chuck.
Two-buck chuck.
That's what I think.
Got it. Sedano?
Sedano.
Sedano is really working
at
this.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on him,
I actually just think he's a drinker. I mean,
there's a lot of pressure on him.
He's pounding red wine right now.
I do think George.
So I think one is the expensive one.
One is expensive.
Oh, I think
total
the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah,
total
he says
opposite.
That's the two-buck chuck.
And I think that three is the middle, is the $25 one.
All right.
Okay.
These are opposite picks, completely opposite picks.
Yeah. We're all we didn't agree on any of them.
We'd probably be all both wrong in a lot of ways. That's right. My guess, yeah.
The correct answer.
This is exciting.
Is that George has successfully sniffed out the two-buck chuck.
Okay. Which was what?
One.
Which was number, was number two.
Oh, two.
Right. Two-buck chuck.
I put that
two.
One in the middle.
You put that one in the middle.
Now, what's the expensive one?
Can't change it, George.
George, what's the expensive one?
Let me have one more.
George is right about two-buck chuck.
Again?
George is just eating crackers and cheese and
George
more wine. Everybody, Quinn's on the
George, charcuterie didn't you think,
board.
Didn't you say number one you thought was the expensive one?
Is that what I said?
I can't remember.
Is that what you're going with?
Hold on.
Okay. George.
I think so because I think John Ireland said
John
one was the two
opposite.
Buck.
Yeah.
John had the opposite.
Hold on. Let me taste one more time.
Okay. Now, George one is really taste. Now just imbibing.
Right.
He's really just.
Which will make for a really good sit-down
catching
on tap show.
A little totally. Buzz totally. Before yeah. the show. Exactly. Yeah. I don't blame you for that.
What should I do? Should I do something before we get on the air?
Hold on. I'm
why
giving,
not?
I'm giving you
gummy
the 2 buck
cap.
Okay. This.
So you're saying this is. Right.
Which one was the mace? Which one was the 2 buck chuck?
2 buck chuck is number one.
Okay. Wait a minute. 2 buck chuck is number one?
Correct.
I got it right.
No, it was number two.
No,
you said
oh, I'm two.
Sorry. 2 buck chuck is number two. I'm sorry. Yeah. Totally sorry. So, right. John, you, Sedano sniffed out the 2 buck chuck.
All right. Now, I say, George, what do you think the nice one is? The best wine is? Okay, hold on. It's either three.
It's either three or one. He's going to clear his palate
yeah,
again.
I think it's three.
Mm-hmm. You thought number one was the 2 buck chuck.
I did.
And that's a $100 bottle of wine.
I'm going to say that.
You just gave it away.
Number one. What's that?
So no, what is it?
Number one is the expensive.
Number one is the expensive
yeah,
one.
He gave
that
it
is
away.
Correct.
No,
I didn't. I think he got it. I think
okay.
he got it.
At the beginning.
Yeah. So I was completely the opposite of what it should have been.
Right.
Yeah.
I picked it right.
Yeah. You yeah. picked it right.
Yeah,
you
from
sniffed
the
out the 2 buck chuck. Yeah. You had the most expensive one.
Right. And then the other one.
So you were a okay. refined palate. John, you thought the $100
Wait,
bottle of wine was 2 buck chuck.
I picked it before he said anything.
No, no, Mason screwed the whole thing up.
Mason was doing it.
Right. Mason screwed the whole thing up in the middle of it.
But I got it right.
You did get it right. You got it right ahead of time, but yeah. then you were going back and forth. You were
See,
thinking about it.
See, I told you I could figure it out.
No,
See,
so I think Sedano.
You know, he got it right.
Number one is expensive because
$100 bottle of wine
of these three
John,
wines.
Number two tastes like syrup. It's like candy.
Well, I said that I picked that one in the middle.
That's
but,
that.
But,
number two is the 2 buck chuck, and number three is a $20
bottle
one
of wine.
Is the
and
one.
The other. And honestly, the other thing that the other thing that gave it away, to be honest, the 2 buck chuck.
Yeah.
The bottle size.
Ah,
I told you not to leave the bottles in there.
So you know what
right,
a bottle of 2 buck chuck looks like?
Yeah, you got
to no,
pour
but
it.
No, but it's way smaller than the other ones. So that to me was like, that's got to be cheap wine.
So the okay. cheese and crackers
so,
is
the one
cleaner.
I liked the best
but
was the $20
like
bottle
yeah,
of wine.
Yeah, John liked the $20 bottle of wine the best. Yeah. He thought the $100 bottle of wine
yeah,
was 2 buck
chuck. Yeah, I
didn't
like number one.
John, you, or George, you put them exactly in the right order.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
said I didn't like the number one. He didn't like the $100 bottle.
He doesn't like the $100
bottle.
No, it's delicious.
Yeah, he does not like it.
Can you? Will you tell us what is what? Or are we going to keep the
oh,
brands?
Oh, yeah, what brands are they? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you.
If you take the paper off of them, it'll tell you
so
exactly what brand.
For all of you that didn't think that I could be a real wine snob,
no,
I am.
You're totally a snob.
Okay, number one, the one I didn't like is Cake Bread, which
oh,
is a good
cake
bottle
Cake Bread is
of wine.
Delicious, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That's a $100 bottle.
That was a $100 bottle, okay. Cake right. Bread.
Number two, which I thought was the middle of the road, is the 2 buck chuck.
Yes, this is the 2 buck chuck.
So I was
this
off
is,
by about
what did you get?
I was off by about $20.
What was number three?
This is the Charles Shaw.
And then
the number three bottle.
$25. This is the one I like the best.
Yeah, this is the one you like.
Which is what? Decoy?
Coppola.
Coppola.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have some at home. I don't mind that.
So, Sedano, you actually do have a wine.
I drink a lot of red wine.
Cappy, could you do it?
I think I probably would be pretty disappointed if I couldn't.
Yeah, I would have no clue.
Yeah, I'm with Mason. Yeah.
Just red water
Dude,
for
that,
me.
I identified the 2 buck chuck immediately. Like,
you did.
This tastes like crap.
Sedano immediately said, this is the 2 buck chuck.
And
so
that
was the
number
brand?
Two?
Yeah, what was the brand for 2 buck chuck?
Charles Shaw's 2 buck chuck.
Okay, and then the next
that's
one.
That's why
20...
they call it 2 buck chuck. It's Charles Shaw chuck.
Yeah.
Got it. And then the next one was Coppola, you said.
Next one was Coppola. That's a $20 bottle. And then Cake Bread was
so
the $100 bottle.
Okay.
It's good. Yeah,
beautiful charcuterie board.
It's
yeah.
good.
Laura, tell them how you made it.
My apartment in Target.
Right.
Yeah. That's my cutting board.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's beautiful.
The Coppola was a little more acidic.
Ah.
And that's why I was like, this might be, and it just didn't have like the first, this one, the one, the expensive one, the Cake Bread, you could taste like more deep flavors.
Right, like cherry tones.
Yeah, it just
like
tasted.
Like an oaky cherry.
The 2 buck chuck, immediately I was like, ugh, this is gross.
Right, right.
Hey, so you're just throwing around the terms, you know?
Yeah, no. Oaky, like a subtle.
What does Bergman say? It's a. Bergman, what's a peaty?
Peaty.
No,
that's scotch.
There's no peaty wine.
It's
no,
got
scotch.
A. It's,
do you know what peaty is? You know what peaty is in scotch.
Yeah, but peaty's like.
Smoky.
Yeah, but there's no. None of the cabs are going to be smoky.
No. It's not in wine.
But you didn't get like a little hint of pear in that number one?
Mace, is that what you were expecting, a hint of pear?
I have no friggin' idea. No, I'm just making stuff up.
I know, and I like to analyze
All
it when you talk it, you know?
Is that you doubted me.
I did. I doubted you, and I was
and
wrong.
And I nailed it. And Ireland literally got it the complete opposite.
No, I missed. I had the my favorite one was the $25 one.
Right, but didn't you get the?
You
the
thought the worst
me?
One was the $100
right.
one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I didn't like that one.
You prefer the $2 chuck?
The minute I tasted number one, no, the minute I tasted number one, I'm like, this is bad.
No, it's delicious. I'll take more of that. Oh, can yeah, we grab more of the cake?
Yeah,
bread?
No, bring
yeah, somebody there, feed George more. For
your bring in the wine. The
feed
wine
George
bar
more wine.
Cappy, why didn't you come today?
Oh, fellas, you guys don't understand. I'm having like one of these weeks, guys, and Mason in Ireland, you'll appreciate this. You
yes.
know what tomorrow is? You guys have any idea what tomorrow
Friday.
Is? Friday. Yep, that's true.
Oh, here we go. It's a horse thing. You'll know.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, is the your horse
is it opening at Del Mar?
It is opening day at Del Mar tomorrow.
With all the hot girls in their hats.
Right, and so I've got a party that I'm hosting tonight for my
wow.
stable, which, by the way, is open to all of you gentlemen still. I don't know why you guys don't just pool together and buy one share. I mean, come on.
Mason and I had a horse, and we lost our ass.
Now, would if we chipped in, would we ever come out of pocket and have to pay to make up for the difference?
No. You pay one time, and that is the only amount of money you'll ever pay. And then by the end of the year, you'll get paid back whatever is left.
But last year, you lost money.
Last year, there was
so you didn't get pay anybody out.
No, no, we paid back, but we didn't pay them back their full amount of money. You put in 20, you got back like 9.
So does Rachel have a big hat for the affair?
That's a good question. I suppose I'll find out tonight what she plans
first
on.
First day
of
Del Mar is actually really fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is great. Now, do you have a horse running tomorrow?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact.
What's the horse's name?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to give it to you right now. Yeah. It's hard to say. It's hard to pronounce. No, it's hard to pronounce. Seriously. It's in the
salami?
Third race.
It's good.
Third race tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. The horse is in it, but I'm going to spell this for you. P-Y-E-O-N-G. Pyong Chang. C-H-A-N-G.
What's the name of a city in North Korea?
In
or
Korea,
South
yeah.
Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but...
Pyong Chang.
Yeah, third race tomorrow. It'll go off at 3 o'clock.
What are the odds?
I think we were 3-1, but...
That's pretty significant yeah. favorite, yeah. right?
But there was a scratch in the race from one of the other speed
I'm
horses.
I'm glad he's getting all this horse racing talk out of the way now.
Yes, no,
yeah.
I can talk
that's
to these guys about that.
But,
guys
but have you ever been to the
know.
Opening day of Del Mar?
I've been to Santa Anita before.
Yeah, Santa Anita. No, but Del Mar is something different. Del Mar is like
Del
everybody
nice.
Really dresses up. Yeah. The track yeah. is beautiful. Yeah, like you can watch races and the ocean is right there.
Cappy used to have his reality show there.
That's right.
Stable Wars.
You had a reality? Reality show
on you guys, horses.
You guys didn't know this?
No. Where was
oh,
this
yeah.
airing?
Stable
what channel was it on?
Thank you, George. Stable Wars. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Mace, this is so right up your alley.
What was
this
it like? Cox Cable. Where was your reality show on?
It was on. Let's see. Oh gosh, what were the name of those? It was like one of the regional sports networks before Bally's and before
Prime
Ticket.
Yeah, like Prime Ticket in L.A.
Yep.
Yeah, and then there was another one. A couple of those kinds of networks,
that ended
you know?
Right.
Yeah, it was. We only did 2 years of this reality show, but I'm telling you right now, Mason and Ireland, this is right up your alley.
Okay.
Okay? This is perfect for Sedano because I'm handing this to him on a silver platter for him to just completely tear to shreds. But for you two characters, you would have loved this. My racing stable against a racing stable called Little Red Feather up in LA.
Oh, wow.
And just...
There's a throwdown between the stables.
Totally. It was all
Penn
because...
Stable Wars.
Yeah.
Right, but,
yeah.
But Mace, you're going to love this.
Okay, I'm waiting.
The Super Bowl... In Indianapolis.
Yep.
I'm on a gummy, but a gummy was a cookie back then.
Delicious.
I'm in Don Shula's restaurant, you know, that steakhouse.
Yes.
And it comes to me. Mm. I love Storage Wars, the TV show.
Yeah, right.
It's but I want to do a horse reality show, mm-hmm. Stable Wars.
Mm.
And that was the genesis of the show, 2 years.
And it took off. Do you make bank on that?
We sold it. We did sell it. So when I do show up in Korea, I get off the plane. It's like Michael Jackson just showed up. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, I'm a superstar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sold it. It's now international.
Yeah.
You want some salami, Mace?
You know what?
Good.
I'm gonna hit the charcuterie on
the
way out the door.
Laura
yeah, it looks really
job.
Good. Looks
good
really
job,
good.
Laura.
And Amara, the intern.
Oh, Amara, the intern also?
She helped me put it together.
Oh, thank you, Amara.
Our interns, by the way, have done great here.
What are these little other crackers you have? Like these with the little flavor.
Oh, the pita? They're pita garlic.
Ooh, yeah, it's delicious.
I have more in my bag.
Nice, nice.
You like it, pita, my friend.
So Cappy, that's enough of horse talk for today.
Yeah, we're done.
Mason and I just lost, I'll tell this in 30 seconds. Mason and I bought 5% of a racehorse once, and all we got was bills.
Yeah,
dental bills, transport bills, yeah. horseshoe bills. We won our first race, and then after that, it was all bad.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, I'm hoping to win tomorrow, though. Opening day, winning on opening day is a
big
deal.
Go Pyeongchang!
Yeah, man, third race tomorrow.
Nice.
Nice.
Now, are you going to do a lot of that today, Sedano, on the show?
Absolutely
not. Yeah, Sedano's going to break it down.
Is this the extent of horse talk?
No way. Sedano's going to handicap the race.
Why did I mean, it's horse racing, wine. They kind of go together, don't they?
No,
they don't.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Actually, they do. I'm going to get Sedano, though, down here this summer.
I doubt it.
No, come on. Why not?
I mean, I'm pretty busy in the summer. I'm going to be gone a lot.
I understand that. First of all, your kids would love it. I know your wife would love it.
I mean, how do you know my wife would love it?
Yeah, what do you know about Kel? What do you know about Kel that makes you think she's going to love it?
I'm going to tell you right now what I know about Kel. You ready for this?
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm ready.
She likes a French rosé, not a California rosé.
She does. Right. We learned that yesterday.
A much drier rosé. Now, when somebody tells me they like a French dry rosé, I know they're going to love Del Mar, George Sedano. So how about that?
Why is that? Because they serve French.
Why? They serve
rosé?
I don't know. You asked me for something. I made something up. Oh. I don't know. That's why.
That's kind of your whole act, isn't it?
It really is just making it
up. It's just making stuff up for the hell of it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like what you were doing earlier, Mace. I mean, you should appreciate this. You're like, so, George, does it have kind of an oaky sort of a cherry kind of a thing going on?
A pear.
A cherry note. A hint of pear.
I mean, you're just tap dancing. Come on.
So here's the... I took offense at something you said earlier this week, Cappy.
Sedano? Oh, wow.
Something
offense.
That Sedano said?
Yeah, something you said.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
So you and I sang the national anthem at the 7-10 All-Star game last Friday night.
True.
And we stood next to each other.
Indeed.
And your girlfriend, Rachel, said that you and I have approximately the same build.
Right, and you are offended by that.
I am offended by that. I think I am thinner than you are.
Well,
Cap, what's the last time you weighed yourself?
It's been a little while.
Been a minute?
You know what? As the young people like to say, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
In my case, about 2 minutes.
Yeah, you took bets on this, Ireland. I'm going to the Rams home opener at 195.
And what are you right now?
208.
Ooh.
13 pounds, huh?
Got some work. Got some work to do between now and the opener. What, we're 6 weeks away?
13 pounds, 6 weeks. You got to lose 2 pounds a week.
2 pounds a week, exactly.
That's not easy.
That's what I need, two pounds
hard.
A week. I'm doing it. I'm going to look great for that.
I like your attitude.
So yes.
You should go with some meats and cheeses.
Yeah,
I'm going
there you
to
go.
Do like the keto.
On my way out the door.
Yeah.
So
you're offended that my girlfriend said that you and I are built similarly,
and I'm like, I look better than Cappy.
Well, that's just it. I was also offended. I was like,
I look better than Mace. That's what
he said. Yeah, right, of course, 100%. I was like, Rachel, what are you talking about? I'm like, look at this guy. Look at me. Like, look at Mace. Look at me. She's like, no, you guys kind of look like you're built the same. I'm like, no, that's the jerseys making us look
like that. Yeah, no, it's jerseys made you look the same. Yeah. All right, hey, coming up next, I think there's going to be a lot of horse talk.
No.
And
by the way,
tomorrow.
No horse talk.
George, you got a lot of wine to drink.
No, I'm drinking the cake bread. The rest.
Yeah, drink the $100.
This is the best one.
Thank you, Mace.
The Coppola is the best
one. The $20 bottle is pretty
good. Coppola's good. Yeah. It's good, but I'm going to drink the cake bread.
He made The Godfather. He can certainly make wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drink the whole Why
thing.
Not?
Yeah. I mean, Paul Newman makes salad dressing, too.
It's true.
You know,
it's true.
That.
All right, hey, we're back tomorrow at 1. Nice. The Dodgers played the Giants tonight. Have that to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
not even believe we didn't talk about the tortilla slapping thing, man.
Oh, that's true.
I loved that, dude. I was laughing my ass off.
John, you just couldn't hold your laughter, right, in that scenario?
Right. Me and Bergman went out because he couldn't stop his laughing.
Right.
And that was the hardest part for me.
Yeah.
Was not laughing.
Yeah. That's how, when I saw The Rock and Kevin Hart do it, that's how The Rock won, because Kevin Hart just laughed.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Bergman hit me so friggin' hard.
Now, was that your acting? You did like a method acting, so you
no,
could
no,
just
no.
Like, no, no, no.
It's now, like when you hit a ball.
Is
a
it
sweet
still
spot.
Is it still red at all,
just
or is
a,
it gone
a little
away?
Tinge.
Yeah. No, he slapped me right across the ear. Literally, I felt a pop in my ear.
John, you should have asked Steve to remove his hat. Number one, and number two, Mace. When John spit out all the water, did it get all over you?
Shut
like,
up.
You look like you dove.
Don't want to think about it.
He spit all over you, didn't he?
Let me put it this way. I'm taking a shower when I get
home. Yeah, immediately.
which is rare.
Yeah, today. What, before you eat dinner in bed or no?
Before dinner in bed.
Okay.
Yeah, before dinner in bed. Cool. All right, coming up next week is Sedano and Cappy. We're back tomorrow at 1. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.